Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 15th, 2007. As Brooksanne and I prepare this podcast, we're looking out on an absolutely gorgeous sunny day, but it's bitterly cold and we have lots of snow now in our part of the world. We live here in South Central Pennsylvania. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do today, is encourage you as a follower of Jesus Christ. Today's message is titled, A New Identity. The scripture text is a familiar passage, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
Well, if you're like us, you receive a barrage of offers. They come through snail mail, email, print media, and on the radio and TV. They may even come knocking at your door. I wonder if there are real people who fall for this stuff. But since the offers continue and indeed increase, I realize there are. P.T. Barnum said, "A sucker is born every minute," and he's sure right.
Well, here's one that caught our attention. It touted that for the introductory price of only $19.95, it could give you a brand new identity. The deal promises that the best thing about having a new you is that you have perfect credit. You can take a vacation on your newly found credit card and never worry about the bills if you don't want to.
Well, I wonder if they allow people to put the $19.95 introductory price on that credit card. Well, I suppose that enough suckers will respond to make this innovative thief a small fortune.
There are many who earnestly want a new identity. It may be in regard to their facial features, body size, age marks, a seedy past, or whatever else troubles them and doesn't go away on its own. The products that promise results line the store shelves, fill the airwaves, and cram our junk email folder.
The scripture offers a promise of a new identity that's been proven valid over and over for 2,000 years. Millions can testify to the integrity of this promise. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come.
John Newton, the former slave trader best known for writing Amazing Grace, said before he died, "My memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things, that I am a great sinner and that Christ is a great Savior."
When I committed my life to Christ, I became a new creation. So did Brooksanne when she did. The daily scripture verse was one of the first ones that I ever memorized. The change in my life was both immediate and progressive, and as I pondered today's message, really even more so progressive. Men and women from every nation, tribe, people, and language have accepted this new identity, and many are doing so every day. The promise is freely available to each of you reading this or listening to this podcast. Have you accepted Christ's offer? It is the real deal, and the only one that has eternal value.
Let's pray together. Father, there is no sin too great that your mercy is not greater. We were born with a sin problem, but you provided the solution for our sin-sick souls through the wondrous sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. We could never be good enough, rich enough, famous enough. Nothing we offer is enough. Anything we offer is sin-based because of our human condition, and all that Christ offers is sinless because he is the Lamb without blemish. Only Jesus, the sinless Lamb of God, is enough to pay for our sins. Thank you for your gift of eternal life. Amen.
Well, what a privilege and joy to share with you today. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of additional features we have on the site today that we're unable to communicate on the podcast. A couple of photos, one related to the message, but certainly completely unrelated to our view right now outside. It's a picture of a butterfly that we took this summer in June, a baby butterfly actually, that beautifully illustrates the new creation in Christ. And we also have a photo taken now of our part of the world and all the snow and blustery conditions that will be conveyed in the photo. They're both on the site. If you go to the website today, the 15th of February, it's right there. Many of you will come to this podcast from our email post. I also know that if you're coming to this any day but the 15th, just go back in the archives to the message dated February 15th. We also have a couple of songs that we feel would be a blessing today. One is this song, Amazing Grace. And the version that I found actually includes it with another song in the Sweet By and By. And I'm especially touched by that version because it's in a very large contemporary type church in Canada that clearly has a desire not to forsake the older songs. They put their entire worship service up on the web, both in audio and video, and they clearly keep up with the latest praise and worship music, but it's neat that they still must have a strong belief that we need to continue to sing older songs as well, periodically. There's a link to that. Also a link to a song that we like in regard to grace again called Your Grace Still Amazes Me. This is a young, apparently a couple, I don't know how young they are, Jeff and Karen. We don't know much about them. We are so thankful for the many folks that place content up on the internet to share with others. And this is someone that's done so. Well, have a blessed day today. We do have one final thought to share with you regarding Amazing Grace. I'm going to have Brooksine, who's still right here beside me, share it.
Well, I've included in our write-up today a verse that's not sung very often. As a matter of fact, I never heard of it until I did a study.
Well, I don't think it's even in hymnals.
But John Newton did add this verse as well to Amazing Grace. And maybe you would like to consider the words with us today, especially with the snow outdoors. This really spoke to my heart. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, shall be forever mine.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, and our blessings to each listener today, and may you continue to stay faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and be encouraged.